Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on the eSETI Stargate channel. We've got a lot of stuff. We've got a great guest coming up. I want to go through the news. We're going to have Peter Maxwell Slattery on, but there's so much happening in the news. I wanted to cover some of this stuff, but there's some things are going on that are so obvious now. And we've been talking about us getting shadow banned and censored and now even throughout the whole UFO community, but now it's happening to just about everybody, including the president and his staff and almost every conservative, every patriot channel out there is being taken down, you know, by the YouTube and Facebook boys. But there's a massive lawsuit underway and charges with the government and everything else. So it's finally coming down, which is great. But one of the things that they, you know, which is foreboding, is to talk about, you know, Hunter's laptop, and we actually deal with the foreboding here. So, and from my inside sources that I've talked to, there's people that have seen this laptop, and it's like almost a replica of Wiener's laptop, which shows some very high level people, Hillary and Uma and others, engaging in some very, very dark actions against little girls, very young little girls and things like that. So that's all going to come out. And no matter what they do to try to censor this, there's nothing they can do about it because it's in the hands of several people and it is going to come out. So, you know, I always ask myself, you know, what are they afraid of? Why are all these people censoring this? And maybe because they might all be involved in it, you know? So I wanted to look at that. Also on the laptop, there's a lot of communication with the CCP, the Communist China group, and deals made with them. A lot of things with Russia, you know, and, you know, the collusion is off the scale between the Biden family and Russia and China. So Communist China, actually. So this is going to get really interesting because it looks like from some other sources are saying Xi Jinping wanted this out because they're going through their transition as well. They're trying to get rid of the Communist Party and bring in a more international, almost more of a capitalistic approach where everybody can be working together financially. So, you know, get away from the old regimes. So this is going to be happening really fast. This is all going to come out. It's going to keep coming out. They can't stop it. So hang on. You know, I've talked about that. The FBI has all of it. They've had most of it. And so now they're being forced to reveal it. So they've had the Wiener laptop for some time with all that information. The New York Police Department, those people are saying, hey, if you don't put this out, we're going to. And the same thing. And it's everywhere. Biden's laptop is in the hands of so many people right now. It's going to come out. There's no way of getting, you know. So, you know, my whole thing is like, how can Biden be a viable candidate anymore? He's totally compromised. His family is all set up for, you know, they're compromised. They're being set up for blackmail. They can, you know, they have all the information. The Chinese government has all this information. You know, how can this go forward? You know, and they're going to try to go forward. They're going to try to censor all this stuff, but it isn't going to work. It's all going to come out. So hang on. You know, it's like my understanding is the, you know, the social engineered program is over with, you know, what do you call it? The critical thinking and research impaired people now are having this just, you know, the red pill is coming to them as a suppository now, and they're going to have to take it. You know, it's, you can't avoid this anymore. It's here and we can't ignore it. Another thing, if we aren't getting it on this level, the Earth is letting us know that some things going on. We had a 7.5 quake that hit Alaska. Now, according to the European sensors, it was more like a 9. And, you know, these waves are going through the whole Earth right now. They're going down the chains. Mount Rainier, St. Helens, Mount Hood, they're all showing magma movement. They're steaming. A lot of activity going on. California, Mexico as well, the plates are on the move. So, you know, I would expect a lot more shaking to go on and probably some severe weather coming up here very shortly. And the human resin is probably going to continue to go off the scale. So Be prepared on every level. Changes in the wind. We're going through those times. And if you really do the math, 2012 is now. You know, so December 21st is where I think we've been in 2012 for almost a year now. And you know, we're looking for some big events happening around Christmas. So, and definitely into March. So you know, be prepared for a lot of change, social, economic, political, and physical earth changes, especially around March. So that's all I have to say. On that note, I want to bring Peter Maxwell Slatter, and he's a regular on the show. He's an author, a movie maker, a musician, rapper. He's an internationally known lecturer, artist on every level. How many books you got, Peter? You got 6 or 7 books out now.
Yeah, right? So, well, I've just about got this one coming out now. I'm just going over Operation Starseed. This is the second edition of the third book I originally did. So I'm going through that now. But yeah, a little bit of everything, mate.
Yeah, now you've got some stuff you showed us that we're going to kind of put on hold for the next film we put together, a documentary. Mind-blowing stuff, and I won't go into it. If Peter wants to talk about it, he can, but I think we probably should save this for the tease, you know. But you know, undeniable, you know, and Peter's got the most incredible photographs of off-world visitors, Pleiadians. He's got the ships. This is shiny, metallic, colorful ships. This isn't a fuzzy tic-tac that they're trying to promote. Amazing stuff, and Peter's on the cutting edge. And it's funny, we were just talking earlier about this, how both of us have been censored. You know, I'm being extremely censored now in all of the TV aspects of it, and then Peter's been going gangbusters there, and then Peter's being censored in all the events, you know, the major UFO events, you know. And so it's kind of funny how that goes, but the information is still getting out. But you know, it's all about teamwork and working together and getting this out. But anyway, on that note, I'll just turn over to you. Anything you want to talk about? Anything new coming up? I know you've had a lot of visions for the future as well. And I'm wondering what's happened over there in Australia. It looks like you guys are going through the same thing we are, just a massive
shift. Yeah, well, like I said, probably 6 or more months ago, from the intel I was getting, both from contact and from some of my sources as well in military, was that, and it's played out exactly to a T, and I don't think you've got to be a bloody prophet or a mathematician to work it out, but what we've gone through is what you guys are about, like you're starting to go through now. And we look at this due to one of the facts, which is you guys are about to go into winter. So yeah. You're getting the second wave. We got the second wave because we're coming out of it. We're actually in spring now. But it's not the way that a lot of people are seeing it here in Australia. Like New South Wales, Queensland, basically all the other states are fine. Some places you've got to wear masks depending where you are. It's Victoria that's really in lockdown. And we are seeing restrictions. I think they're going to lift the next wave of restrictions for the Melbourne, they call it the metropolitan area. So I'm in the regional area, but I can't see anyone in Melbourne or New South Wales. I've just started to be able to go over the border and see my family again. Mm-hmm. But really what everyone's hearing about around the world is what's going on in metropolitan Melbourne and surrounding areas. So they've lifted the restrictions now that you can go 25 kilometres from your house. You still can't have anybody at your house. They've opened some shops now. They've got what they call the Ring of Steel around it, which is where federal police or normal police mixed in with some military doing the checkpoints, which I had to go through just to go over the border. So it's pretty extreme, but it's not all of Australia. Just like America, you've got your pockets in your states where everything is cool, and then you've got some states that I think California, from my understanding, has been pretty strict with their lockdowns, like Melbourne, since pretty much the beginning. Yeah. So we'll see things.
New York. Yeah. San Francisco, yeah. New York, several other places have, you know, Minnesota, people like that, they've gone really heavy. Just basically all the democratically run states are still trying to do the heavy lockdown, but quite a few states here have just no masks altogether. They've just opened wide open and said, we're done. You know, we're done with it. And, you know, the numbers really support that. So
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So there has been some information coming through. It's really hard for me to articulate some of the contact experiences in terms of trying to put it in human terms or words, but there is a lot of impending energies that the stars of Orion and the Pleiades are part of what we could say is the matrix of what's projecting this experience that we're experiencing. And Arcturus is actually partly responsible for the conscious evolution at this time with the energies from there. And I'm not talking about the beings from there. I'm talking about the actual stars.
Yeah.
Now, and this is where JJ Hertak and yourself cover some similar stuff, but we are seeing what was exposed to me will be neutral matter coming from the sun, which is going to affect the earth, and neutral matter coming from the earth. Now, in my way of understanding, that's most likely volcanoes that I was shown on the southern and eastern borders of China. There, of course, will be a hell of a lot of other things like that happening around the globe, but this is sort of the tell marks. Now, I'm not putting a date, time. This is stuff that I was being shown, that from these energies, it does come down to something like we could say revelations, that those that are ready to go to the next level, they will be going to what we could call of a new wave light frequency, which I think might be UV. I don't know. You talk about beings existing in the UV ray frequency, but it was something similar that they were showing to me, which was the Elohim is who I'm talking about, with some Lords of Light, which are sort of, we could say, worker beings for the overseeing God, which we're all a cell of. And they were also showing me columns of light that are sort of, it's not like it's, how would I put it? It's like it's picking people that are ready. So like I say to people, ascension is not what a lot of people in this community are talking about. We've got, of course, obtaining the rainbow light being status that the Tibetans or the Pleiadians and Orions go on about. There's also going to a new earth or another dimension, but also just raising one's frequency here in this existence is a form of ascension. And it's like those that are ready to go will go. Those that aren't, it's not that they're bad people, though. We could say that a lot of what people are doing is not in line with our universal law, but they're not ready to go to the next level yet. It's part of their soul journey that they are where they're at. And so there's a few other things I just can't think of at the moment, but if I do during this conversation, I'll bring it up on top of that. But what are you getting yourself with some of the stuff that's coming through for yourself?
Lately, it's quite interesting because we're having incredible energies coming in and contacts and a lot of energetic feedings, healing energy, things of that nature. Not a whole lot of information lately, but more of a tune-up, getting ready, you know, for the next phase. A lot of strange wildlife stuff happening. I've got a bear in my backyard now that I'm trying to make friends with, but getting, you know, the animals are acting really strange. Like the deer and the bear and the turkeys, we've got like 50, 60 turkeys that are coming in. They're all surrounding the ranch here, and they feel the energy here, and they're all coming from everywhere. And I know they know it's safe, you know, here, but they're reacting to the energy. And I've got, I'll have Robert insert a couple of photos, but, you know, I sat there and I just go into meditation, just not even, I just go within and I think about, I start doing clearings, and above me, the whole energy turns this beautiful pink energy lately, which is the House of Mary. And that energy has been real strong here and at the other house as well. So and getting a lot of really strong divine feminine energy coming in right now, a lot of healing energy and support, you know, energy. And I think they're getting us tuned up for the next phase, because the dreams I'm having are showing, like I just had a dream where I went to this river, and the river was flowing so fast. It was the fastest river I've ever seen. And I saw these guys playing in the river, and they're like Vikings, you know, they had beards and everything. And they're going down this river, and they're going over waterfalls and flipping and you know, and going through tunnels and everything. I go, those guys are nuts, man. They're just having a blast, you know. And And I was just seeing, you know, you got to lose your fear. You got to go with the flow here, the river. And the river to me is like time, emotions, all that energy is going to be moving really fast. And we're going to see a lot of emotions come up with people and just be aware of that. And I want to talk a little bit about, I was, there was a bunch of guys and they all had their Trump flags and stuff and they're going and they're all lined up in town, you know, in Hood River. And I was shopping, you know, and I was talking to them and just, you know, having a conversation with them. And then I saw the supposedly non-violent left go by and they're cussing and swearing and call them all kinds of names and everything. It was just unbelievable, the difference. And they're going, we love you. The other guys are going, we love you, brother, you know, and stuff. It was just the difference between the two. And they try to paint the right as the aggressive ones and the negative ones. And it's just when you see it in real life play out, it's the opposite. But and I'm not trying to choose one position over the other here or one, you know, Republican or Democrat. I'm looking at the behavior. But I went into the store and there's a little old lady in the store, you know, and we're sitting there and this woman in front of me, she's going, I'm buying these things and I'm going to make my own posters and I'm going to go over there and I'm going to call them out. She goes, they won't reason. They won't listen to anything. You know, you go, all they're saying is, you know, our guy's a pedophile and our guy's a coke addict, you know, and sunset. And I go, you know, I'm not saying anything. I'm just letting her rant. You know, I'm letting her go. And she goes, and they won't listen to reason. I go, wow. You know? And so she's just ranting and raving and I'm just going, okay, this is nice. I just want to get my stuff and get out of here, you know? And so I go out and this little old lady, she's just barely hanging onto her shopping cart, you know, hanging on there. And she's sitting there and she goes, go Trump like this, you know, and they just went ballistic and they started going, you know, F you. And like this little old lady, man, she's like harmless. And the lack of respect I saw there for the elderly, everything. And I kind of had to put myself between and make sure that she was okay, you know. And finally, I'm just going, this is toxic, you know. I go, this is totally toxic. There's no logical reasoning here, no critical thinking, no research. You know, where are you coming? Where's this extreme hatred and vile toxicity, you know, coming from? It was just unbelievable watching that. And when I see this energy tying in it, when I see this flow, it's going to happen so fast. We're going to go really quick through this energy. All that's going to come up. And a lot of these people are going to either have the big aha moment where they're going to go, whoa, I've been socially engineered. I've been lied to. I've been deceived. I've been, you know, and, or they're just going to take it to the limit and they're probably going to have to be dealt with the energy that they're putting out, you know. Unfortunately, that's the way it's probably going to play out. But just watching that, I just go, my God, why is this little old lady, you know, such a threat? And how, you know, how can you behave that way towards, I mean, she's just worried about keeping her check, you know, her social security check and having enough food. And, you know, you could tell this, you know, that's all. She just wants things to be stable, you know, and that was it. But anyway, just watching this play out, but there's a lot more of that dream. I want to go further into it, but it was really showing me clearly that things are going to be moving really fast. Emotions are going to be just flying fast and high. I think it's going to move pretty quick. And the people that are stay out of fear and don't react, you know, don't get into reactionary mind, just hold your space, you know, and let this move. It's are the ones that are going to remain standing, basically.
Be the observer. That's the hard thing, that I look at all this and people are worried about disclosure and the Q stuff and everything else. And it's like people like look at the population, they can't even deal with a difference of opinion, whether it's a political party or, you know, environmental differences, whether it's, you know, there's these changes really going on, or is it, you know, made up with the emissions and things like that? And it's like, we can't even get along at the moment, let alone try to introduce another race into this.
Yeah.
Or races of other forms of life into this. And this is the stuff right now that like I say to people, no wonder we're not seeing contact on a mass scale. I know a lot of reasons why, but one of them's to do with frequency specific, as you talk about with you know, the mind you seek is the mind that you connect with, as you say as well. And that's really what's going on, is that we've got to clean this up, and this has been forced upon us. And we can see a positive outcome with this as well, that this is time to clean house, especially people being at home during all these months, being forced to go within, whether they like it or not. And What are they going to do with it? We're so external these days that it's more about how many more possessions can we get, or how much more money can we make, or whatever it is, that it is coming back to the basics of, so long as your friends and your family are happy and healthy, and everything else can just come as it, you know, come as it goes. You know, it doesn't really matter all the other stuff, but it's really hard to watch sometimes the division, especially in America at the moment, between the Republicans and Democrats. We see similar stuff here in Australia. It's happening around the world, but
yeah, it's a global thing.
It's a global thing, definitely. It's hard to watch, but this is part of that. You know, I talk about the individual purging. Well, this is the collective purging going on. And We are going to see things get a lot more hectic, like you said, especially going up out of the elections and going into the new year. But hopefully, like I've been saying, I think we'll start to see the first sign of a global normalcy again, probably about June next year, which Let's hope so.
Yeah, I kind of see the same thing. Between now and March, it's going to be a little chaotic, but I think we'll phase out of that, because the energy that's pushing everything up is also, you know, focused on that love and joy and bliss and universal law. So that's going to be moving in too, as well as the chaos coming up at the same time. So it's a kind of a double-edged sword, but that's what I'm seeing unfolding. I'm just like you're saying, observing all this going down. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that, you know, people go, you know, you're this, you're that. And I go, you know, there's a lot of things I don't agree with the present administration. And one thing is that, you know, we don't need the oil anymore. We don't need the fracking. We don't need all this stuff. We really need to bring in the new energy, you know, the clean technologies, the you know, the water for fuel, the anti-gravity, counter-gravity, all that stuff. The med beds, the healing technology, that needs to come in. The only way that is going to come in is for the old guard to go down, you know, to kind of go away or give up, you know, its stranglehold on that thing. And I think that is happening. It may not be happening as fast as a lot of us would like to think, but, you know, I would like to see that happen a little faster and, you know, moving in and become us, you know, a spacefaring race, basically. And we have the technology to do that. We're already doing it, but the public needs to be aware of it.
Well, it's raising one's consciousness. Like, it sounds airy-fairy, but people go, how are we going to get rid of rape, murder, all the negative things happening? It's like, well, with a high level of consciousness, these things would not exist because there's no need for it. But on the flip side, when we talk about bringing out these energies, and I'm in agreement with you 100%, but if we don't have the level of consciousness to be able to use these devices, you could get these devices in the hands of somebody that it wouldn't be good, that they could literally blow the entire planet up instantaneously if they got their hands on this. So we need to see that consciousness raise, these things come out, and then we wouldn't be dealing with that. That's why, you know, these ET beings that we're both interacting with, they could do so much harm, but they don't, because they're in line with universal law to the point where those things wouldn't creep into their consciousness to do things like that. So
a lot of their technology is DNA specific. So you can't hijack it. You couldn't use it or because it's tied to the person who's operating it, or the ships are tied to the pilots and the occupants. So, and we have
humans now. We're getting to that point as well, that a lot of the stuff in the projects or SSP aren't doing that yet, but they're starting to do a lot of that, that once we do that, we could really start bringing those energies out, like you're saying, because then you got the DNA connection to it, but they would be frequency specific. We've got to see this sort of conscious evolution loop.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's happening. It's right there. It's ready. There's a lot of people that are bringing out the new sciences. I know you've talked a lot about the dodecahedron and things like that. You know, and there's other people that are coming onto that as well as being the center of each atom, you know, the powerhouse, and that's going to change all everything when that comes out and that information comes out. But there's so much other information about restoring the body. There's, I'm just seeing all these just basic health formulas coming out now that are restoring the body and, you know, cleaning up the gut and all these other things. They're getting away from the big pharma, but you know, it's just a matter of time. It's all going to come out. I sometimes hear they say we're walking through the dregs of time, you know, it's already happened, you know, don't worry about, sit back and, you know, get your popcorn and enjoy the show. But I don't know. I would rather have this stuff come a little sooner than later. You know, there's a lot of people that need it, you know, so, you know, let's bring out these med beds and these new healing technologies and everything. It's time.
Yeah, it's like to see people that, you know, especially army vets, whether they're missing limbs or they're going through depression or whatever, like these things can be instantaneously balanced out. They've got, the beds can, you know, basically holographically scan you. You can see the projections coming up of what needs working on, what can be rectified, what can be balanced out. So much of, you know, the drug industry is sort of like robbing the people, and the American health system isn't the best either. The whole world needs revamping with that, including us here. But we're pretty darn lucky here in Australia when it comes to the health system, but we shouldn't be worried about medicine or food, just the basic necessities to get by. And this is where I think the purging of what's going on coming out the other side, a lot of these things are going to start to be not just acknowledged, but be dealt with as well. And I think we need more councils, meaning we need something where the power doesn't go to one group or one person. We need collective to have that check and balance going on as well.
Yeah, I've always agreed we need a council of grandmothers, you know, and somebody from every culture, every race, to sit on a board and then hooked up to a galactic council, you know, for what's happening, you know, on the bigger picture. And things would change very quickly, you know, because, you know, mothers don't send their kids to war. They don't want their kids to be sick. You know, they want the best, you know, and most of us do. But by on the whole, grandmothers, you know, are wise, and they care a lot for their gardens and their kids and their nephews. And I think we really need to start moving in that direction, create a divine feminine matrix over, you know, because, you know, this is really how it's supposed to work, because the feminine is the receiver of spirit. You receive through the feminine. It's the subjective part. The masculine is the objective part that makes things happen. And so the information should be coming through, and we have our own divine feminine within us, you know, male, female balance, or divine masculine, but, and be perfectly balanced is great. But I just see on the whole, we have it reversed, and the masculine and the intellect and is running really things right now. And the intellect is just a drop in the sea of consciousness. So it's like we're running on, you know, if we have a 12-cylinder engine, we're running on one cylinder now. and we think it's the way, you know, we've been spoon-fed that this is the way, and soldier injured, this is the way it needs to be. Because if you don't, something very bad is going to happen, you know, and actually something very good is going to happen if you let go of those old programs.
Well, it's just, you know, I think the main thing is too, just simple things in people's daily lives, whether it's eating well, going for walks, spending time with loved ones if they're available to, just bring positive energy in, because everything at the moment, everyone's going on about the virus, everyone's going on about the political stuff, and it's like we need to get out of those energies and make a change. That's why I'm not watching television. I'm not worried about all that stuff. It's just checking in on my friends and family, make sure everyone's doing well and doing those things myself, because we can make this as dark as we want it to be. And that's what's happening is through the media and the politics going on worldwide, everyone's got on that bandwagon of going downhill. It's like you roll with that negative energy, you're being pulled with it. And it's like, catch yourself, start doing something different, something out of the box, things that you know, you've been putting off, because now you've got time to do it as well. Swap those energies up.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I always tell people, you got to get out in nature. You know, you got to get away. This whole, you know, we're watching right now all the major news, you know. I got the little thing here. I got to hit it.
Fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude. You're fake news.
So I could resist that. But it is fake news, period. You know, it's, you know, we're seeing right now, all this information is coming out. It's being released. They're not covering it. They're spinning it. They're trying to say, Radcliffe said, look, this is not Russian disinformation. This is the guy's laptop, period, you know? And so they're trying to spin it. They're doing everything they can to avoid, you know, the obvious of what's happening. And now everybody's seeing it. It's almost like it's being played out. It's almost like a play, like here it is, you know, here it is. It's in your face. We're gonna just lie, tell you the biggest lie ever and censor and cover this thing up so you can finally figure out that maybe we've been doing this for a long time, you know.
Well, that's what Hitler's right-hand man was saying. I forget, I can't remember his name at the moment, but it's basically, if you repeat a lie long enough, the people will believe it. And with social media these days, it's a great tool. It is very disheartening seeing the censorship, not just happening in America, but worldwide online, that I think people should be able to speak their opinion. So long as people aren't condoning violence or harming somebody or doing that physically, I think people should be able to speak their opinion, share their side of the facts if they're able to glean them together and present that or share that without it being censored. And unfortunately, it's gone to a whole new level we've seen, I think, in the last week, especially Edge of Wonder, Jordan Sather's pulled down. I think another 25, 30 major YouTube channels pulled down.
They took so many sites down. It was just like a big purge. I'm surprised we're still up.
Probably pretty safe because my stuff's that far out there. They probably think I discredit myself because it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, true.
Not in politics or anything like that, though. That is a part of what's going on. But the day is coming. We're in those times right now, and this is sort of what we could say is the revamp of humanity going on. And we've just got to do what we can with what's going on. What was the other dream you had that you were saying you were going to get into? What else is happening with the dream states that you're having, like the messages?
Oh, I've just intense dreams lately. And a lot of them, you have to really learn how to read your dreams, because some dreams are just process-oriented dreams. You're processing whatever happened in the past. Some are past life influences. Some dreams can actually be negatively influenced by discarnate beings and serpent beings and reptiles and all those guys. Those are going out. But you have some dreams that are visionary dreams, prophetic dreams. It could be healing dreams as well. And that's what I was seeing is a lot of recently right now, you know, when you got to figure out what the symbols mean to you in the dream, like the river, and the river was moving so fast. I mean, to me, the river's emotions, and they're moving very fast. Like things are going to move really fast. And a lot of people are going to have to process their emotions and all this disinformation, misinformation, and all the social engineering. It's going to be moving really fast, and people are going to have to get through that. That was the main thing that I was seeing, but also reclaiming your houses. It's like I had to go and reclaim my house in a dream, and lower beings were in there. They were humans, and they were doing drugs and things like that, and had to go clean house. And who, I don't know what else they were doing. And I came and I said, look, you guys don't belong here. You really need to go. And you can't be doing this here anymore, you know, done. So to me, that's your house cleaning, you know, you're cleaning your house. And they were showing me that in the dream, that a lot of things that have been ignored and looked over aren't going to be tolerated so much anymore. And then I was seeing dreams about how everything is opposite. You know, all the agencies are opposite. The religions are opposite. You know, like the protection agencies are really there to protect, you know, the elite and the other ones. You know, the religions are there not to make you, help you make your own personal connection with God. They're there to be the go-between, you know, and to keep a separate God, you know, an external God going. You know, they showed me all the different things, all the different polarities going on, and the age of opposites that we're going in through right now. And you know, they showed me how deep this swamp is, you know, and how its fingers are going out through every institution. So, and you know, the business institution, look what's going on there, especially in the media, you know, what's happening there. You can see that, you know, they're not there to inform the people, they're there to control the people, you know, and manufacture consent and all these other things. And so you can see that playing out. But just a lot of things like that just show me how the opposites are going to be seen for what they are, all that's going to surface. And there's, and you know, we all have our own shadow side that we have to look at, except for me, I'm perfect. No, I'm just kidding. That's my PC incorrect humor there. I'll get in trouble for that one. But, and that's another thing. Also, this PC correct thing, you know, it's the biggest scam. It's Illuminati, what is it, MK Ultra, you know, set this stuff up, this PC correct. It's all about control and keeping everybody, you know, controlled and thinking the same and talking the same and doing the same. It's a huge control thing. And we got to break out of that and just be authentic, be who we are. And that's where the power comes from. And you can make changes later, of course, corrections, whatever, but you know, your power comes from being authentic and really being who you are. And you've been around the ranch, you know, I've been, you know, I'm pretty PC and correct. And there's a reason for it. One, I wanted people to laugh and have fun. The more you laugh and more enjoy, the closer you are to God, and break people's patterns, you know, break these little boxes they're in and get them out of it. And the other thing too, is I don't want to be worshiped. I don't want people following me. When they hear my bad humor, they go, oh my God, you know, and I'm free, you know, so I don't have to be anybody's guru. So there's another reason for that. But, you know, what's funny is that we can go to the highest levels. We can go up to the 13th dimension and hang out with those guys and the source itself, or we can go into some pretty crazy PC incorrect humor at the same time, you know, and it's the hard part for people to understand that it's all God, you know, it's, you got to master judgment to get out of here.
Speak for yourself. I hang out at the third thousand dimension.
Yeah. Yeah. You and your 47,000 chakras, which are.
Yeah. My Pleiadians are better than yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's there's a lot happening, but we've got some good stuff going on. Like you're soon going to be releasing eSETI TV as well. That's good. I'm actually going to be having a documentary come out in the new year, so next year sometime, that's going to feature a few people in it as well, with 10 years of evidence that I've obtained now. So this, we're looking at getting on all major platforms. So we've got some stuff going on behind the scenes that are, I think it's due to get out as well. It's just a bit of timing at the moment. But is there been, you're saying there hasn't been much contact, but you had much flying over the ranch or any orbs flying down low or bangs popping in?
Yeah, a lot of ships. The mountain's been going off like crazy. The doors have been opening on the mountain. And I want to get into that. There was that whole special about Jimmy's door and everything else, and people that keep bringing that up. And I go, look, I had nothing to do with that. They asked me to come on that show, and I said no. And I said, I can't vouch for that door. It's not a door. It's a cave. It's a trick of light. And the door is more in the middle of the mountain, and the cave, which you've seen, the cave over on the right side, which you found the ships coming out of that as well. And so people go, well, that's been all discredited and stuff like that. And I go, well, no, it hasn't. That particular door, Jimmy's door, has been discredited. I said, but the mountain itself is not discredited. And I made it very clear I wouldn't be a part of that. And, you know, I was offered money and fame and all that same old crap again. And I said, no, I'm not going to lie. You know, my integrity's on the level. So it's not a door. And we actually remote viewed it and saw it wasn't a door. And that was known before all these things, these movies went down.
Look at Rob Freeman. He's a serious investigator. $150,000 US camera rack he's got there. Yeah. And he was looking at debunking it, but then he got to the point going, I can't explain what these lights are doing and how they're traveling on the mountain. They are not human. They are not LED lights. They are not natural in the way that we see it. And like you said, you know, I've filmed the craft coming out of the mountain. You've got them morphing and doing stuff on the mountain as well. So that's what needs to be focused on, not that door up to the top left that isn't a door from what we know. It's, like you said, it's not what it's been portrayed to be. And, you know, this is where I haven't approached this, but there was a certain television program that we're on with a person that's in the television industry. And what upset me on the last day of filming was that I was told that being with us was the first time they didn't have to fake anything on television.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was very upset by that, going, what? And there's a certain television series show where apparently they had to fake a certain amount of apparent UFO activity.
Yeah.
And like I told him, and I told Nick Pope as well, after, and Nick's all right. I said to him, you ever seen a UFO? And he goes, no, I want to, the amount of years I've been investigating this. Uh-huh. And that's what they saw that night. They got some real activity. It just sort of was disheartening to see that there's apparent researchers or films, television shows out there that would do something like that, because it doesn't need to be faked. It doesn't need to be faked. Yeah, it needs to be investigated.
Well, you know, we won't talk about that show. You know, it's a very ancient show, but we won't mention its name. you know, it's funny how they totally censored, you know, they come to my ranch and completely censor me out of the show. They show my hand, my famous hand, reaching for a camera, and that's it. And I gave an hour and a half testimony about what the history of the land, the ships, who they are, why they're here. They don't want any of that. You know, they want to keep it. Oh, it's out there. Is it real? Is it not real? You know, it's the same old crap that they do. And, but anyway, the controlled narrative, it's all controlled right now. And that's why we did the movie, The Uncontrolled Narrative, because it is so controlled, and this fuzzy tic-tac, and then they have their people come on and talk about the fuzzy tic-tac, and they get a famous singer or whatever to go, yeah, we got a fuzzy tic-tac and I have insiders, you know. And it's all the same folks. It's the same narrative, the same controlled narrative. And we're sitting here going, hey, look, guys, we've got the evidence. We've got the video. We've got thousands of witnesses that have seen this. We've got the photographs. We know who they are. We know why they're here. And we know about their ancient history. Let's bring that out. And they don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, which is why we're going to do it.
Yeah, it's about time. And it's I think we're just going to keep everyone positive on it. And I think they've got their plan the way that the mainstream are doing it. We've got ours. And it's not going to stop us doing what we're doing. And that's where now I'm sort of focusing less on that we could say the ET stuff and going more into the teachings and the spiritual aspect, like yourself, who's been doing for so many years, because how much more evidence can we get? You got Pinky rocking up there, do you?
Yeah, Pinky or Bluey.
Yeah. Like there's only so much you can produce, you know, like we've got everything and it still doesn't matter. So it's like, right, well, it's like, let that do what it's going to do, and we do what we're going to do, and just take it from there. But it really comes down to the conscious aspect. It's not about looking up to these ETs or spirit guides. It's about seeing them as our family and being on the same wavelength. We just happen to be vibrating on a different frequency, experiencing what we are, and we're going through some tremendous changes here on Earth at this time that are well overdue, and everything's going to plan on another side of all this.
Yeah, you think about it, you know, these beings are extremely spiritually advanced, technologically and spiritually advanced beings. We could learn so much from that, and we could gain so much wisdom from them. And they've gone through their challenges, you know, they've transcended disease and war and all those other things, and all their energy needs have been met for free and fearlessly. So they have all that technology, all that wisdom. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of people would not want that to come forward or not want to get that out? What kind of people would actually censor that, shut that down, and not allow that to get out? And there's your answer right there, you know. And so those groups, I think, are imploding right now. They're gonna be out the door, and they're gonna make way for the truth and the real people of integrity that are you know, that really have the witnesses and everything else. And I mean, you've been out there. We've had 200 people at a time in the field with treetop level ships coming over. You know,
you're what about 100 people in broad daylight in the middle of Melbourne look at, like, filming them with me. And yeah, at the bridge, it's like sometimes we have like a couple of hundred go over a night and it sounds unbelievable, but we've got people on satellite checkers and all that sort of stuff, and they're doing maneuvers. People come there to debunk it every time and they left going, I just don't know what to think, because they see unexplainable stuff. They think it's satellites or whatever to start off with, and then they see it themselves and they're like, all right, there's something to this place. So what else can you do?
Well, the satellites aren't different colors. They're not coming in triangles and giant cylinders and every size, shape, and thing imaginable. They're not making right angle turns. They're not powering up when you ask them to. You know, they're not giving you foreknowledge of when they're coming, and you tell everybody you have your cameras waiting and they do show up. I mean, right there shows contact's already happened, you know, and we have that. And then you have to ask yourself, why is this such a threat to these people? And there are some very dubious people that are in control of things, that they want to keep a different agenda. They want to keep us stupid and sick and dumbed down and controllable, basically. And they're all part of that. And that group I know is folding in on itself right now.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen is more in time as this is reality is revealed, those that have been full of crap or, you know, they've been controlling it, they're going to drop off the world stage. And those that have been the real deal, they'll still be where they are. And it's not that they're to be looked up to, but we could say encyclopedia of information. And I guess in some ways, weaning those that are the rest of the masses into what contact and going out into space and being extraterrestrials to other civilizations, plus playing our part within the Federation, that's got to be earned. And that's what we're going through now. And that's where the real people are going to be staying where they are, and the rest will be dropping off. So it's the quicker this is exposed, the quicker we'll see that those people that haven't been in line or have been dubious in their ways, they'll just drop off.
Yeah. And, you know, the bottom line is that it's all about your heart, you know, and if you have an open mind, you know, pure intentions and a loving heart, they're going to contact you. That's what it's all about. And if you're advancing yourself and healing and going in that direction, they're here to help. Those are the people that are here to help and work with. And they're going to have their experiences. They're going to have their contacts, and they're going to have the truth revealed to them as well, because that's what they've chosen. That's their free will choice. These other groups that just want to keep, you know, worshiping outside themselves and worshiping these talking heads on TV and all this other stuff, they're just going to be led down another path. And it's not a path of personal responsibility. You're not doing your own research. You're not taking personal responsibility for your own advancement, your own healing, or anything else. And I hate to say it, but you're going to be led down the path to slaughter, basically your own enslavement and eventual demise, if we don't wake up and figure this out and take our power back.
You're saying you've got heaps of turkeys at your place at the moment coming through. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's like 50 of them. Sometimes, you know, a small flock would be 25 maybe are coming through, and they were little babies earlier. Now they're all huge. They're big.
As long as you don't go South Park style on them. You remember that South Park computer game? It was like 20 years ago, where it was like the James Bond game. They had a gun and all you do is shoot turkeys.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but
so don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Cause I know you're a South Park fan too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was raised in a hunting family. My grandfather was the head of the fishing game, and my dad took us out hunting and everything, and we kind of evolved out of it.
Yeah.
You know, but things get rough and we do need to eat. I don't have any problem I could do, you know, but it's just not necessary now. I kind of evolved out of that.
I like shooting the guns, but I've never been one for harming anything. But yeah, it's just,
yeah. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. You know, it kind of helps you get back in touch with your power, and knowing that you can take care of yourself is really good. You know, it, you release a lot of fear knowing that that, you know, you can take care of yourself. You know, I was going to share a story. This is really interesting. I was sitting there and I was meditating. Every guy was, a neighbor was threatening to kill me, to shoot me, you know, and I go, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. I just want to be in my little bubble, you know, and I was meditating, and this is going to really mess up some people to tell you this story, but all of a sudden, and so I had this gun and left over a double barrel shotgun, you know, family, and I didn't have any bullets for it. And I go, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be pushed into that direction just because this guy's, you know, got a tune and stuff like that. I don't want to go there. And I kept going, I don't want to go there. And I'm meditating. I hear this voice, buy the bullets, you know, really loud. And I go, whoa. I go, what was that about? And so finally I did. I went down and I bought the bullets. And right after I bought the bullets, I had this extreme release of fear, and I felt okay, you know, and everything else. And they're showing me that, you know, there's a lot to say about protection and about knowing that you can take care of yourself and things like that to help you release the fear that would create the event, you know. And it was really an interesting process that I went through. And, you know, so I love that there's a little old lady, and she was sitting on all of her food that she had rice and beans and everything ready in case anything happened. And she said, you know, she goes, I feel totally at peace sitting on my bags of rice and beans with my 45 in my lap, you know? And, you know, and that's kind of the old school thinking, you know, and you know, who knows? I really hope things don't go there, but you know, if they do, you know, they're, you know, you never know. You might have to practice a little unconditional lead, you know, but, you know, hopefully things don't go there. And, but from what I've seen, some of these people and how emotionally caught up in all of this is, how socially engineered they are, how programmed they are, and how they just go into a rage and a violent rage almost at the flip of a switch. And I don't, you know, it's like, I, you know, I'm all about nonviolence and everything else, but I don't know how, any other way of dealing with these people other than, you might have to meet them on their own terms. And that's where things may go on some levels in certain cities and things like that. So, and yeah. I know a lot of very loving spiritual people that have gone down and gotten a permit and gotten a gun and learned, you know, took some lessons and things like that, because, you know, they feel a lot safer now that they can take care of themselves.
Yeah. I heard here somewhere that America's got like an all high rate of like people getting permits and their firearms, and laws here in Australia, of course, but it's just sad to hear some of the, you know, I've heard of a few supporters at protests or whatever getting shot. And that's a pretty sad thing that,
yeah,
America's been all about protesting very peacefully going back, you know, in its history. And it's just sad that it's come to a place where people are getting killed just for, you know, trying to support the cause that they believe in their heart is true to them. So it's,
yeah. Well, there's a whole Take Down America agenda, and it's being financed by the global elite, and people don't realize they're being, you know, and I'll just say it, they're being useful idiots. They're being used. And because they haven't done the research, and they're all of this gender separation, race separation, called all this stuff is being fueled and amplified way out of proportion and used for an agenda. And people don't realize, I mean, there are certain problems, they're not as bad as people are saying. There are things that need to be addressed and healed and looked at, changes that need to be made, but there are certain groups that are fueling this, fanning the fires, and trying to take down America. They want to collapse the whole thing, and it's very obvious by their actions, by their words, and the fact that they are not, you know, saying anything. They're just allowing this to happen, and they actually enjoy. You can see they get little smiles on their faces, and you know, and they say these groups aren't real. They, you know, they say they aren't real. It's just an idea and things like that. Well, you know, and in the background, it shows, you know, cities burning, you know, and people of every color, every culture losing their houses, losing their homes, their businesses, being killed, everything. It crosses all colors, you know, all cultures, everything. It's not, this group wants everybody fighting against themselves, then, you know, they also have a major population control agenda that fits into that as well. So, you know, people need to educate themselves as to where they get their information and the other agendas going on, you know, the hidden agendas.
Definitely. It's the purging. That's what's going on. It's the time of purging.
Yeah. 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 You can't, you know, I'm all about, you know, it's just pure insanity when people want to, go out and defund the police and do all these things, you know, and at the same time, they're encouraging people to riot more it's just like, it's pure insanity. That makes no sense whatsoever, but nothing has made sense with this one group, other than if you understand their agenda, it all makes sense. And that's to take down America, you know, but you got to know who the players are in the game, you know, who's who and what the main agenda is, and then see and make sure you don't play a part in that and realize whether or not you're being used, where this is a viable thing to look at. And some of them are on some level, but, or whether or not you're just being used for, you know, power grabs and for money and wealth and power, basically, which is really what's going on. Anyway, we're kind of leaving on a heavy note, but what's the best way for people to get in touch with you? I know you've got, you know, your books out and you've got a lot of new projects and everything else.
Yeah, and I'm doing the Connecting to Your Guides sessions and appointments as well, but they can just go to ecityaustralia.org or petermaxwellslattery.com. And they can find books, videos, all the stuff there, all the details that they need. Yeah.
Yeah, and thanks. Yeah, and the... you know, on signing out, I don't want to leave on a heavy note, but, you know, basically people, we need to do a lot more communication, you know, a lot more listening and look at the evidence, you know, do your own research, look at the evidence, forget about the mainstream media. We know now without a doubt that we've been lied to and we're being deceived, and do your own evidence. And the one thing they hate most of all is called unity consciousness. They don't want us to get together in peace and harmony. And so if you want to go against the dark hearts, you know, choose peace, choose harmony, and, you know, try to find a solution. That's basically where I want to leave it. So anyway, Peter, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great. I'm looking forward to the work we're going to be doing and the information we'll be getting out together, and it's going to be mind boggling. So stay tuned to eCity Stargate, Peter's work. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Watch the skies. Big stuff going down. Good night.